Hey, Hungry Women at Work listeners, and welcome to our show today. 2018 is about to take a bow, and it's that time of year when festive season vibes are really taking over, hence the new intro track. Now, in South Africa, we say, keep December, boss. So wherever you go, all you hear are the words party, holiday, fun, turn up, braai, oh, and spring cleaning. As this is the last episode for the year, we really want to tap into that festive sentiment by doing things a little bit differently on the show today. I'm Navelia Malloy, and if this is your first time listening, thank you for joining us on the podcast for the woman who wants to thrive at work without losing her soul. Now, typically we'd feature a guest on the show who's thriving in her work, but keeping her humanity in check. And that work could be in the boardroom or the classroom, in the lab or at home, on the sports field or in the studio. We talk to women who are hungry to do well, but not at the expense of their own values. Today, we've decided to do something a little bit different and give some listeners a chance to share their voices with us. On Instagram, we posed 4 questions and asked listeners to send us their responses on our WhatsApp line. Thank you to Pam, Kulu, Julie, and Dimakatso for taking up the challenge and sharing such incredible wisdom and tips with us. So how we'll run the show today is I'll ask the 4 questions, I'll give my own answer to the question, and then share their responses with you. That way, you get to hear some nuggets of practical wisdom from a few different voices. Are you ready to hear some soul-filling sister sharing? Here we go. Question 1. What has been your biggest aha moment regarding work this past year? Is there a work principle you've learned or a new perspective you've gained? Okay, so my learning this year has been when you are serious about starting something, when you're really serious about pursuing a vision or keeping a promise you've made to yourself, the resources will come. Yep. Hungry Women at Work is a concept I dreamed about almost 3 years ago, but I constantly found excuses as to why it couldn't happen yet. I just had a baby. I don't have enough time in the week. Where will I get the money to start it? And on and on. But since I got serious about pursuing this, putting my prayer and passion behind some purposeful planning, I've really been blown away by the support that has come my way. Here's what our listeners had to say.
My biggest aha moment regarding work this year has been my appreciation for my previous boss, who has now left, and now we have a new boss, and just, you know, dealing with the new person and learning how they do things, but realizing that actually, you know, the previous person wasn't so bad. There were some great things and attributes that she had that actually worked.
My biggest aha moment is that character is still the most important recipe an ingredient for success in any workplace, in any career. If you have character, the world will open its doors for you, and people will be drawn to you, and you will be a leader and others will follow.
My biggest aha moment regarding work this year has been to mean what I say. And I know that sounds very simple, but that is to honor the promises and commitments I make to myself and others, and to take that very seriously, that what I commit to, I accomplish.
My biggest aha moment, it has definitely been learning that people are always watching you or looking at how you carry yourself, how you do your work, and definitely how you treat people. So this is even outside office walls.
Such great reflections, ladies. Thank you. Question 2. How do you keep your soul intact over the festive season? How do you make sure you don't lose yourself completely at a time filled with so much festivity? For me, it's about being committed to purposeful resting. To get better sleep, yes. But even more than that. For me, purposeful resting is about taking a break from trying to do everything, fix everything, go to everything, and be everything. It's to rest in the knowledge that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and that I am loved. I think sometimes we see the festive season as a chance to let it all hang loose, and then plan to fix it all when the new year starts. You know what I'm saying. But honestly, New Year's Day isn't some magical day that stops destructive patterns overnight. It really starts now. Here's what our response team says.
My family definitely keeps my soul intact. This is how I try not to lose myself, but just being at home, being with my family, because I'm always reminded of, you know, the values that they taught me, the lessons that I carry with me, and I was raised by very strict women, so spending time with them is always a reminder of who I am, where I come from, and how obviously I need to carry myself as a young woman.
For us, how to ensure that we don't destroy ourselves over the festive season is definitely to ensure that we don't spend too much time on social media comparing ourselves to what other people are doing. And also, I've been really pondering the value of money in the current economy. I feel like as millennials, we sometimes don't know the true value of money or how to appreciate money. So for us, that means not blowing the budget over Christmas and then being depressed in January.
How I keep my soul intact over the festive season and not overspending is keep it short and simple. If it's grocery shopping, don't go the whole day. If it's gifts for family, friends, also short and sweet. And one thing is that keep active. Just be in the gym, exhaust yourself there so that you come home, you're tired, you sleep.
Obviously, being black, married woman, that means I'm a makoti. The festive season for me comes with a lot of family, a lot of people, and a lot of working and cooking and all of that. So what I generally do is carve out time to go away on my vacation. So I go away on my vacation. That is to take a day or two to just book into a hotel or a guest house and just to feed my introverted soul with silence, where I'm not constantly surrounded by people and, you know, cooking and just doing all the things that we as black families do.
I love these answers. In South Africa, it certainly is true in many contexts that Christmas is a very busy time for women. Whether it's the gift buying, cooking, entertaining, or managing relationships and family. My hope is that we'll all feel a little bit more rested and less restless as we gear up for the new year. Question 3. What's one principle or habit you hope to implement at work next year that will help you be more effective? As a spontaneous, free-spirited, i.e. non-type A personality, my principle would have to be to get more structure and systems in place and to not see them as the enemy of creativity. To set clear objectives and have strong systems in place that will keep me accountable for meeting those objectives.
One of the principles that I'd really like to implement properly and better next year is to be internally driven and directed. That means on a small scale, things like not gossiping about colleagues or getting involved in any negative talk, not being reactive. to what other people say or looking for external signals to direct internal behavior or to determine how fast you do your work or when you do it. So to be internally directed and you to lead your own life.
The one habit I'd like to implement is definitely learning how to prioritize my work, you know. I still struggle a bit with things like tasks and deciding, okay, this one is more important, this one maybe not. I try to do anything and everything at the same time, and at times it shows in the quality of work that I, you know, I produce. At times you can see, okay, this was done like quick, fast, in a hurry. So I need to learn how to prioritize my work better. And definitely the other major thing is sticking to my goals. So whatever goals I set, you know, I need to implement them and see them through.
As much as I love what I do, and I'm very fortunate to do what I love, and I'm passionate about the work that I do, but it's also to create healthy boundaries with work and to realize that I am not my work. So the failure or success of a project is not a direct reflection on who I am and my character.
I think if I just stop procrastinating, I have a long list of things to do, and then I just will keep checking and rechecking the list and reprioritizing and putting it by priority and importance, and nothing ever gets done. So if I can just get to doing the things that I've put down, I think that will help me be a lot more effective.
Good advice, ladies. Let's just get things done. So finally, I asked listeners what they'd like to hear more of on Hungry Women at Work in 2019. Here's what they had to say.
What I'd like to hear more of on Hungry Women is just, I'm a mom, and as a mom, I'm constantly trying to understand from other moms how they're juggling career, being ambitious, and just loving their families and just loving their children. You know, I'd love to hear more practical, this is what I do on a daily basis, or these are the sacrifices I've had to make as a mom who's ambitious and career driven.
I think Hungry Woman has done well with the topics that have been there and the content so far. But I think maybe once in a while, just do a random something, maybe something like, I don't know, women just sitting around the table and just chatting. Just that, like just chat and chat about the weather, chat about whatever the current issue is at the time. I think I think that would be something different. Well, not different per se, but you know, I think I would enjoy that, definitely.
But definitely just stories of ordinary women that do like ordinary stuff. Could be a street vendor, it could be somebody's helper who's raising a young woman and the sort of values they're teaching their kids.
I'd also love to hear just an intergenerational dialogue about career. So what I mean is, say an intern who is just starting off their career, and someone in the middle of their career, and somebody who's retired, just to hear, you know, some of the lessons, you know, the retired person has to offer the intern, or the person who's in the middle has to offer the intern, and vice versa.
Thank you so much, ladies, for sharing your wisdom with us. Keep listening to this space to see some of those ideas come to life. If you still want to add your voice to the conversation, talk to us on WhatsApp on 060-921-6977. As I've mentioned, this is our last podcast for 2018. But you can stay connected to us on Instagram at Hungry Women at Work, or find Hungry Women at Work on iTunes, SoundCloud, Iona FM and Player FM, and listen to previous episodes. Have a blessed Christmas and festive season, and may we finish the year with our souls thriving. See you in 2019.